This is KRA News. Teachers and school counselors are often the first to notice when a student is struggling, and some educators find themselves going beyond their assigned duties to care for children's mental and emotional needs. All month, our new series, The Caregivers, is spotlighting North Texans who navigate the challenges of caregiving. It's part of KRA's mental health project, On Our Minds. In the third chapter of this series, Saida Hassan takes us to Central Elementary School in Sigaville, where a school counselor has set up a unique way for students to share their feelings.
Hi, my name is Ashley Williams. I am the counselor here at Central Elementary School. I've been a teacher for 13 years, and this is my first year as a counselor and my first year here at Central Elementary School.
This line is beautiful, straight, and facing forward and quiet.
I was in Hobby Lobby one day, my favorite place, and I saw this mailbox, and I thought, oh, that's really cool. Like, I want to stick that outside my door so students can drop off notes. And then I started looking at it, and I was like, well, it doesn't have a lock on it, so anybody could just get in and read that. And I was like, I don't want, you know, anybody to do that. Me and my principal got together. We started thinking about things, and we said, why don't we use the locker instead, and we'll put a lock on it, and the kids can slide their notes in the little slits. And that way, even as they're passing by, nobody even has to know that they just slid that note right in. Being a brand new counselor and being brand new here, the kids don't know me, you know, so I know that they're not going to feel comfortable just walking up to me saying, you know, Miss Williams, can I talk to you? So I wanted to come up with something that they would be able to either ask their teacher, or they can even grab a note without their teacher. The teachers have notes that are located by the doors, so the kids know that they could just go get one, write down their information, and then drop it off. So they don't even have to ask a teacher for it. So it's white duct tape, white against the blue lockers, with burlap, scrunched ribbon all around it. So it really stands out. The kids can see, like, this is something that's different than all the rest.
Hi, my name is Leslie Ruiz, and I'm in fourth grade. I was like, what is that? Why is that locker there? And then I saw that it said Miss Williamson's locker, and then I thought, well, maybe you can, like, put cards in there. Sometimes the things you want to tell her is, like, private and, like, you don't want other people to know about it. You have the card, and then it asks you if, like, it's a big problem. It asks you, like, what grade you're in, your name, and which teacher you're with, and in the bottom you're going to have to put your problem or the issue you have. Then she's going to help you with it.
Yeah, I've had about 20 letters dropped off so far. I've had students that have talked about their home life and how it's been very difficult for them. And I've had students that just want to tell me how their day's been, you know, and that some good news has happened. So this child put down that she was needing help with school and that this was a small problem. So I will be pulling her probably sometime this week. And this student said that they need help with a friend, and this was a big problem. So I immediately went to that classroom and then pulled them to make sure, you know, nobody was being harmed. This really has meant a lot to me. Like, coming into this brand new, I'm thinking these kids don't know who I am. You know, they're going to be very timid. I'm not going to get the response I wanted. But I knew that it's all about building relationships with your students, and when I see them every morning and I'm hugging them and they know that I care about them, that's when I'm getting that response, and that's when they're coming to me saying, hey, I need to talk.